We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director from Pawnee Mental Health, and we're going to talk a little bit about Mental Health America's Tools to Thrive. That was the slogan here, I guess, for Mental Health Month, right?
That's right. Mental Health America is, of course, a national organization that focuses on all things mental health. And this year, their slogan is Tools to Thrive, and Pawnee Mental Health adopted that slogan for its Mental Health Month initiative. And Mental Health America has outlined 6 steps to managing your mental health. And so those are 6 steps I'd like to review briefly today, and because they give some good feedback for people on what they can do to manage their mental health. And so the first step from the Tools to Thrive toolkit is create healthy routines. And so it's important, especially during this time where people's routines have been so disrupted, that people would create routines that are right for them. And part of what's important about that is making time for the things that you enjoy. But in order to make time for the things that you enjoy, you really do have to plan ahead. And for some of us, that's the easy thing to do. For others of us, it's not quite so easy. But it really is important, especially during this period of time when so much has been disrupted in our schedules. But the other important thing about this is, you know, if you don't do so well today, don't beat yourself up. There's always tomorrow. You can do better tomorrow if you didn't do as well today as you wanted to. The second step that is recommended by Mental Health America in the Tools to Thrive toolkit is eliminate toxic influences. And so what they're talking about here is avoiding people or situations that negatively impact your mental health. You know, we all have relationships with people who maybe they can't help themselves, but for whatever reason, every time we talk to them, they focus on something that really just brings us down. And maybe we've tried to talk to them about that and have been working on that relationship, and maybe it doesn't change. And so it's important to try to avoid those situations, avoid those dynamics as much as you can, again, to preserve your own mental health. It's also a good time to just pause and say, hey, think about how much time you're spending on social media. Social media is a really good place for lots of bad things to be said. You know, there's a lot of conflict and controversy on social media. I've seen families be torn apart because of stuff that's been said there. You know, those very dichotomous points of view or opinions that are expressed, you know, resulting in people not speaking to each other. And so I think it's important to limit the amount of time that's spent there. It's also important to limit the amount of time spent sitting in front of the TV watching the news cycle. You know, when I was growing up, the news was at 7 and 8 and 12 and 5 and 10. And our news commentators had a limited amount of time to communicate to us about what was going on in the world. Well, today, they have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so people have the opportunity to just have their brains washed continually in news and information and opinion. And that can be very disturbing. It can be disruptive. It can be toxic. And so it's important to limit the amount of time that you spend in front of the TV listening to the news. The third step is to find the positive after loss. And so we've all experienced some loss as a result of this. And it's important for us to try to see our experiences as being strengths that we can build upon. All of those difficult circumstances we've been through teach us different things that can be helpful to us in the future. Learn from others. It's great to be able to talk to other people about what they're doing and how they're coping, and to see if there's anything that we can learn and use ourselves. Look for opportunity amid adversity. There's always opportunity that can be found, especially if we look for it. And then don't be afraid to get help. The fourth step of the Tools to Thrive for Mental Health Month is own your feelings. Allow yourself to feel. You know, it seems like that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to only feel good feelings and to deny if we're experiencing bad feelings. The feelings, you know, if they get bottled up for too long and they become too powerful, they can explode. And then we regret it when our feelings explode. So we need to allow ourselves to feel. We need to not ignore how we're feeling. Sometimes just being able to talk it out can make a huge impact.
Rob, we're running short on time here. Can you tell us the last two steps real quick?
Two are just support other people and connect with other people. And during this time of social distancing, I think that becomes especially important for us.